2015, Friday, April 24th, 2:24 p.m. So now let me see about making this. This kind of prospecting speculative entry continuing on from the last two. I'm trying to talk about energy. Energy and getting things to move. So think about the game back, man. You got this little guy, he's moving around in a 2D maze, and there's a piece of fruit in the middle that he's looking to get at, and he's going to eat it. And you control him by telling him to go up, down, left, right. Let's imagine also that he does other stuff, like somehow he has some kind of locomotion. And he takes care of that himself. He eats the stuff, etc. You don't have to tell him how to eat. You do have to tell him which directions to go in. And he listens to you if you tell him up, right, left, down. If you tell him other stuff, like first go up, wait until you hit the wall, and then turn right, go five paces, turn. He's not going to listen to you. He only listens to up, down, left, right. So yeah, so you're playing the Pac-Man game of as kind of this sub-game from within the game that you're in. And you're looking to have him, you're looking to accumulate score. And it's like the score somehow translates into tokens. And then you take and use those tokens elsewhere in whatever your main game is. So now imagine that it's like it's kind of tedious for you to just keep playing this Pac-Man game to accumulate tokens. To rather raise up your score and then accumulate the tokens. Somehow you'd like to delegate the work or automate it or something like that. And it's like, man, if I could just, I know what the algorithm is. I can describe it using English language. Somehow if I could just get something to just follow the instructions, I wouldn't have to keep doing this and then I could devote my attention elsewhere. I want to say something to the effect that that is something like where I'm at. It's not it, but it starts to get there. I was thinking through it. It's like trying to come up with like different metaphors, analogies, pathfinding, etc. Turning gears. It's like it doesn't really work. So I might as well just come up with something related, talk about it, and then say that's not it. And then come up with something else and say that's not it. But you're starting to get a sense of it and then take it from there. So imagine it's like this. Imagine we erase the board. The way we start out is Pac-Man just says, Pac-Man initiates it by talking to you and saying, hey, I'd like some food, please. And you're like, well, that'll be nice. We'll give Pac-Man some food. And he just keeps asking for more and more. And it's like, well, I'm not earning any points this way. And so I'm not going to have the tokens to go ahead and buy the food. So I can't keep doing this. Furthermore, it's like you'd like to do some work in order to be able to get tokens. And yet, it's like you don't have the energy to do it. You need something to kind of draw on you or turn the gears in your mind. It's like you need someone. It's like when people are like, oh, I have so much wisdom to impart. It's like, but you kind of have to, you kind of got to ask me for it or draw on it. I can't just throw it out there. So it's like there's various instances where it's like, yeah, I intuitively feel like I could do it. And then I'm not getting it done. And then it's like, no, I insist on it. It's kind of like it was already there. And by insisting on it, I force myself to draw on whatever it is. But if I don't insist upon it, then it's going to be like, well, make a kind of half-hearted effort to do something quickly, can't get at it quickly. And so give up and be like, well, I can't do it at all. It's like, no, can do it. It's like, all right, well, there's no other way to go, then I will go the longer and more boring way. And since I'm going this way, I'm going to end up drawing on that stuff, drawing on the intuition. I call it intuition, It's just a word. So anyhow, so I'm imagine that it's like, all right, like Pac-Man, I'll give you the fruit, but you gotta go through the. I'm gonna put it in the middle of this maze, and you gotta go through it, and you gotta earn up a score for me. In the process of going along and earning up the score, that's like turn the wheels and letting me get some work done. And so that's how the score translates into the tokens. So it's kind of like that goes on okay for a while, and analogy doesn't, or metaphor doesn't really work at this point, but it's something like to say, all right, I gotta earn some more points, I gotta earn some score, but I don't have a maze to give you. I don't have like a board set up. Somehow you gotta do some stuff and help me to figure out how to make this thing. And then I can, after I make it, then you can do it. And it's like, all right, well, what do you want me to do? I don't even have any. It's like he doesn't have any concept of that. It's like, what do you want me to do? It's like, I don't know what I want you to do. It is something though. It's like, all right, well, it's kind of difficult. Or it seems difficult. Probably is not. So I guess you could say, like, if we look at finished products, you could say in a sense I've done this before. It's just, it's taken a bit of time to do. If we look at, say, tasking system, point system, etc., you could think of those as kind of like something equivalent to building out the new mazes. Where it's like there is this new thing, you get Pac-Man to run around through this thing in terms of this thing, and that in order to get to the piece of food, and that turns the gears in my mind and allows me to produce work from it. And it's like where I want to get to. I mean, I have all these other different little things that I want to get done. That are equivalent to it. That are like making, building out these other little mazes. But it's like I don't know how I made the ones that I made to begin with. So I don't have it methodical. So what I'm looking to do is something that's like stepped down, something that's in between, that's gonna turn things. And I can do it. I'm looking for a better way to do it. It's like there's nothing stopping me from just simply continuing on as I'm continuing, which you could say at almost every step of the way is I could roll, keep rolling things back, and I could just keep continuing on in some simpler way, just like we can roll back technology back to the Stone Age, and the human species would still exist, but we don't do things like that. So I guess I would say the key here, which I don't think I've said before, I don't know if I've thought before, which is to say that I have some ability to just simply sit and contemplate and think through things, say even no pen and paper, some ability. But then it's like, and I have some capacity. But then it's like the rest of the stuff, I don't have the ability to cogitate or think it through without the energy which is gotten from this path seeking by my inner Pac-Man, so to speak. It's like there is this think of this big gear. Think of like the drive for food as this big gear that turns all this other stuff. I think that is probably the strongest drive. To trying to figure out the significance of it. I guess I would say it's not deceptively, but it's easy to underestimate what I'm saying there. I think it's probably easier for me to underestimate it even. Because I'm so used to this optimistic way of thinking. The implication is that, of course, it applies for anyone, and other people don't know about resistance, And so they try and do things, and it's like they can't do it. So it's like, okay, absolutely lack in the ability, lack in the potential to do it. It's like, no, you, there's plenty of stuff you could do. And it's like you don't have to learn how to do it. You have the capacity to do it. You just do not have things geared up. If you had things geared up, then you would be able to do more. You wouldn't become superhuman or anything like that. It'd be one of those. It's more like, you look at some guy who's rich, and it's like, man, how does he do it? And it's like, well, he just saves. He say like he invests in an index fund, and he sets aside some proportion of his income, and compound interest. It accrues over time, and over time there is this big effect. Or how is someone so fit and healthy? It's just like they work out for not all day, but for a bit, and they do it consistently. And this, I think it would be like this underappreciation of that. And if one had the appreciation, one had the appreciation of it, and did it, they'd get effects that they would not have thought possible, I think is what I'm saying. All right, so then take that and multiply it by, say, a population. So I suppose I could, I might as well talk about this now. Headverse thinking that things are okay, so it tends to go on this notion of temporality, which I guess the easiest way is to kind of give a sense of it, and then just simply say, and then I can just give a more naturalistic explanation, which I find to be preferable. All right, so we have different things that I think, different drives that seem to activate, I think, at different times of your life. So you're a kid, you could say you have this drive to play, say, to play with toys. Then when you become an adolescent, it's like, all right, that's gone. Now the drive is to be more, say, sociable. I could argue that, or I could suggest really, that if you compare these drives to, say, food, and reproduction, long term, it's really kind of about, they're all like derivatives of a drive for food, drive for reproduction, drive to get into some kind of a position. Like obtain some kind of a position in your youth and then hold on to that position. So actually, I didn't even need to say temporality. The way you could do it with that is to say, okay, there's this vague notion where you claim things out of time, and then you try and sustain this claim. So you try and claim a position, and then you try to drive to uphold that claim. There, it's like you don't even really need that. You could just simply take it as this compaction of information, somehow that is stored somewhere, and then it's drawn upon by these drives, and the confluence of them is the person, and it's going again, going towards obtaining a position. All right, that's fine. I don't think it's enough. It doesn't feel like it's enough for me, especially for what I want to do. I also don't think it makes enough sense as things become more and more complex. It's like, how can, I don't really see how it really works. It's like things change more and more information, more and more learning throughout life. Should be getting better and better at, say, cooperation, etc. Should things also, I can imagine, becoming more and more risky, where it's like the ability to understand what is going on, and say, okay, I can just simply do this thing, and I know it'll work out. So therefore, I just simply look to get good at that, versus I have to do something that seems kind of a nonsense thing, and yet this is how time unfolds. What seems like nonsense makes sense. So I kind of have to follow my intuition on this one. That doesn't really work that great from something that's like a, I don't know how to characterize it exactly succinctly, but what I was talking about with the drives to simply obtain position. So it's kind of like I'm saying look to rework things. So it's like you still have the basic drives. You still have say the big wheel is still trying to get your next meal. Because if you can't get your next meal, what does the rest really matter? So it's like that's the big drive, and then you're trying to regear things around that and do it efficiently. Do it with, again, these things I'm looking to do, like say rating, randomization, etc. So if I can do that, then I can propose these various things for myself to do, and it's like, what is the payoff? It's like, I don't know what the payoff is, but I can tell you that the payoff is being able to eat. I can tell you that much. Okay, so going back to the notion of position, I don't think this necessarily explains it. Again, because of my perspective, I don't think it is exactly reliable, but you could characterize it as something like this. Things activate for a while, and then they become inactive because it's like, all right, it's not going to make any difference anymore in those terms. And so there is this falling off as you age. You know, it's like you lose that drive. And it's more about, say, defending whatever your position is. So for myself, it's like, okay, I built out all this infrastructure, built out all this stuff. Why am I not more motivated to keep going? It's like, well, whatever that is, it timed out, man. I'm not really feeling that. That is a way to characterize it. I'm not feeling it. But even if it were so, the way I would get around it would be simply to regear things in the ways that I'm describing. So at this point, I don't really know if there is anything yet. I think that there could be something, but I don't have any kind of strong intuition like, yeah, there's definitely something. If I can just figure out what this thing is, then it's gonna unlock a bunch of stuff. I don't know that to be the case, because for all that I described, it's just like, or just you just simply draw on systems that you've already set up. It's a bit slow. You always want things to be more quick. You're always looking to somehow try and radically reinvent things, etc. You can say that you have this drive to do it because it's worked in the past, and so this seems like it could match. So you're looking to do it, but and there isn't anything, and it's like a little bit slow for maybe a couple weeks. But then you work out the stuff with ratings, randomization, all that stuff. And then it starts to take off. But it's like right now there's nothing for you to figure out. Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I'm gonna have to think about it.